بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brother and sister Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. Let us begin our program with our sincere dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all our beloved marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant the family of marhum sabr and ajr. May Allah grant them reward. And we say to brother Muhsin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your sister Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah reward you for all the care you gave it to your family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every Muslim who is looking after a sick person and a needy person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all our sick people shifa'un ajil, غير آجل آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. Brother and sister Islam, we welcome you to our program. On your behalf, I'd like to say shukran to our engineer tonight, Hafiz Bilal, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. And may Allah accept the dua of the ulama to Ummatul Islam. May Allah make it easy, inshallah. And may Allah grant us barakah of Rajab and Sha'ban. And may Allah grant us the khair and that Laylatul Qadr of Ramadan. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان آمين. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write for our marhumin the ajr of this Ramadan inshallah and many Ramadan before. Brother and sister Islam, I'm in a hurry to say Ramadan Kareem, because now these few weeks left, we will be on the month of Ramadan inshallah, but preparation of Ramadan is starting already. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all our brothers and our ulama, those who are getting ready now for taraweeh, those who are getting ready for zakat and ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the Muslim ummah as the soldiers of Allah to serve the deen of Allah and the ummah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm very proud of our Muslim brothers and sisters in this country when they give a full care and attention to the month of Ramadan. And we can see now our masajid is getting ready and our huffaz are getting ready for taraweeh and the ibadat. And now Shahrul Khair wal Ghufran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of all the months, especially the month of Ramadan. I know that your people are getting ready with preparing some musa and chicken and all that. But today I want to prepare something else. If inshallah the samosas guarantee, chicken are guarantee. But what about that our heart and our iman and our spirit must be also get ready and prepared. Impossible to receive the month of Ramadan and get the barakah of month of Ramadan if you don't have that great ibadah. It's called sulh. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in Quran al-Kareem, as-sulhu khayr, reconciliation, get peace. As we getting peace with Allah, we have to get peace with Abdullah, or slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, let me say it openly, every one of us got a problem with Allah or with ibadullah, with the creation of Allah. And then, impossible to receive that samah and that forgiveness of Allah if you do not try to forgive the Abdullah, the servant of Allah. We know that Deenul Islam, it's called Deenul Samh, Al Hanifatu Samha. Al Deenul Hanif, Al Samh. What is Al Samh? Samh, it means Muslim deal with another Muslim بقلب سليم, with a clean heart. I know it's easy word to say it on radio now, but to have that clean heart and that innocent heart, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 23 years to train me and you and to teach how to get that qalbun salim. That heart has no problem. That heart which we born with it. All of us, we born salih. No, we never hurt anyone. We never have jealous and hasad. Our heart was sami' samh. Exactly like a deenul Islam, a deenul samh. If you want to know ayat and hadith, we got a lot, but quickly we want to know, why do we refuse and we find it very heavy to apologize and to accept and to reconcile, especially with our family member? And when we know that our family member, each and every Muslim is our family member, that kullukum li Adam wa Adam min turab. Why that man or that woman refuse or don't want to give that people qalbun salim or clean heart? Ask the psychologist, ask the ulama, ask the elderly people, what is the conclusion of this life? What is the fruit of this life? What the mayyit get after he leave this dunya? Now the question again is, why that person or that lady refuse to give apology or to receive apology from someone? The ulama, they gave it. Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, he made kitab, it's called Amradul Qulub, sickness of the heart. But that sickness, you are not ma'zur, you are guilty. When you have that sickness, you are guilty. Jealous and malice and hasad, that is the main reason causes me and you to accept apology. Straight, and we say it clear now. We, anyone who refuse the apology or reconciliation, or is not ready or not wishing to have that reconciliation, is the person of hasad, is the person of jealous and hiqd, and that person does not have qalbun salim. You need to read the kitab of Imam al-Ghazali. It's called Amradul Qulub, and it's very, very interesting kitab and exposing our secret between us and others, or between us and Allah. It talk about one sickness in the heart of the people that is called su'ul dhan, a bad thought, suspecting people. You learn it from your family, learn it from your friend. You have that type of thought that people are guilty. Only you, the one who's innocent and the one who always right. Another sickness, they call it lack of sabr. You don't have sabr. You are Muslim facing a test of Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We have made some of you to some of you as a temptation and trial. Will you make sabr? Will you tolerate? Brother and sister in Islam, yes, we don't have reconciliation. We don't want to reconcile and give maaf because we fail on the test of fitnat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The reason why we refuse the apology, because we already in a bad environment. Our society and our people around us don't push us, encourage us to reconcile. They make takhbib. They make corruption and causing fitna and waswasa. And we do have shayateenul jinn and shayateenul ins. Doesn't want us to come one ummah and one unit as a Muslimin. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, me and you, because of our environment and our society around us, our fitrat has changed, our iman has changed, and let me say it openly here on radio, our society did corrupt us. because we never born with that feeling. Family, people, neighbors, friends, you got so many influence around us. أمراض القلوب, that because of hawa, the desire, because of nafs, nafs told you that you are sinless, you always right, and the other are wrong, that is called sickness. You expect people to treat you as a king, and you treat people as an angel, and you make yourself sinless, or you don't have any mistake. Another reason why we don't accept the apology, that we became qawm su. Why qawm su? Anyone who accuse others, who suspect others, he is under the suspicions, or he is also deserved to be suspected. Al-Muslimu gharrun kareem. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the correct hadith, Muslim always think good about the others. And Kareem, noble and generous, when you call him for reconciliation, he's ready. Actually, he's waiting to reconcile. The person, how many mothers waiting for the phone call from a son? How many brothers, in a time of calamity, his eyes is open just to see that person come and sit for 2 minutes to use it as excuse for reconciliation? How many brothers pass and drive in front of his friends or his brother just to expect that that person will call him and tell him Assalamu alaikum? Arrogance, nafs, pride, our stubbornness causing that, cut the relationship between us and our family. And not only social problem, it's a dini problem. Laylatul Qadr, Arafat, Ramadan, suspended till we reconcile. Brother and sister in Islam, can we be honest to ourselves? Can we be salih enough to learn the adab of reconciliation? We must understand that there is differences. We are not the same. We see in our life that man or that boy married that girl. From the first week, he want her to be like him or to be like his mother. We tell him, you're dreaming. You brought one girl. She lived for so many years in a different environment. You want to force her to be like you just over one night. You're dreaming, my friend. You must make sabr. Give chance. Wait. Time will heal. Now, we see some Indian or some other race married from overseas and he want that lady to cook for him biryani. Dilim Sheikh, why you, this lady doesn't know how to make biryani. What's wrong? He say, no, she must talk Urdu and wear that. And wait, time will come. Sabr. You bring one lady from Cape Town, hope take one from Joburg to Cape Town. He want to finish and what you call it, Hafiz Bilal, you change the software, or you change the system in one click. Wait, you're dealing with insan. Insan. Sabr. Sabr is the secret of life. Just give sabr. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a beautiful hadith, and he said, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Behave like Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's manner. Take that manner of Allah. Allah made sabr. A lot of sabr. You know, in the time of Nabi Sulaiman, the bird came and asked Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, does Allah give us some sort of tolerance? Does Allah wait and give us chance? Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, yes, a lot. That bird, now he took chance. And he ran to the people who are buying meat. And he pick up piece of meat and run. When he pick up the meat with their feet, he pick up little bit of fire there. Then the fire start to burn the wings of that bird. Oh, that bird fell. Come to Nabi Sulaiman and say, hey Sulaiman, you must tell me the truth. I ask you, does Allah make some sabr? He said, yes. But why he burn me now? I steal the meat. I took the meat without permission. And he burn me now.
Sulaiman alayhi salam said, no, it's not for that. That is outstanding sin. You're paying for the extra guna, that one, the past guna, not for this one. We do have that tolerance from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but why we think that He's waiting for us? No, it was a payment of outstanding. You've done something before, and this is a payment. Brother and sister in Islam, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that whosoever makes sabr more than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he worships, he created someone and he worships others. He provided someone and also that one thanked the others. They make for him son and make him thalithu thalatha. And the people waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them ni'mah. And he did give them ni'mah. Brother, sister in Islam, how you know that you are the person of apology? How you know that you are a person easy and samh and hayyan? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I tell you about the person of Jannah? Shall I tell you about the person of Jannah? He said, yes, of course, Ya Rasulullah, tell us. He said, As-Sahl. Who's that person of Jannah? As-Sahl, the easy one. Don't make taklif. Very easy to reconcile. Al-Hayyan, the soft. Soft. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiullah, Imam al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, but people don't get scared of him. It's not Jalali like the way and you and I to do that. Al-Qarib, the near. Very easy. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Tazawwajul wadudul walud. Marry that girl or that lady who's wadud, al-walud. Now the Mufassirin said, we know al-walud, that lady love the children. Not like our girls nowadays, they say, wait, after university we'll get children. Or they say, one child. Oh, she give the child to the babysitter or the maid. No, how you know this girl is going to be good? When you find that girl from small age, she's playing with a doll and playing with a, make a family like this and kitchen and all that. This lady, this girl, very, very future, good future mother. And what is wadud? Wadud, it means easy to reconcile. You make a problem with your wife or your husband, just come and hug her or tell her, sorry, it's finished, deleted. That is called al-wadud. Allah is wadud. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. Allah is wadud. Once you say, oh Allah, forgive me, He will forgive you. And He will never ask you about that in the day of Qiyamah. You know why? Because He is al-wadud. Our mothers, also al-wadud. May Allah grant our mother Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah forgive us for all that nonsense we've done to our parents. Oh Allah, you are our witness that we give apology to you and our parents, and oh Allah, forgive us and try to compensate our parents and grant them jannat un tajri min tahti al anhar. Wadud, our mothers are wadud. Don't count the mistake, and she forgive the mistake and forget it. Brother, sister in Islam, how do you know that you are from ahlul maghfirah, the people of forgiveness? When you hide the faulty of the others, you don't report it. You don't complain and take that problem and give it to the people. Also, that is a manner of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make satr. Allah's name is Sattar. Make sabr. Think about excuse before that person come to you. Say to yourself, he doesn't mean it. Say to yourself, maybe you got some other reason, not that shaitan reason put in my mind. Another thing, idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Respond and react in a beautiful way. Now many people say, Sheikh, I did respond and I did react in a beautiful way, but never worked. He said, no, don't lie. It was not a beautiful way. No, Sheikh, it was a beautiful. No, no, no. You thought it is a beautiful way. Allah said in the Quran like this: "Idfa billati hiya ahsan." So you can't say, "I did." Allah said, "You do it in a good way, and that person will turn to you." كَأَنَّهُ وَلَيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. He will turn to be a very close and honest friend, a beloved friend. That person, and we did see in our life. Example again. Seek protection in Allah from shaitan. Shaitan make tafriq. Shaitan causing that separation and disunity, and that is called the toughest shaitan in our life. When he make tahrish, causing a friction and causing a disunity amongst the ummah, amongst the family members, at work, in many places. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be careful to be shaitan. You make ifsad bayna nas, to corrupt between the two people, is al-haliqa, the shaver. It will destroy your hasanat in the day of qiyamah." Brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-shaytan qad aysa an yu'abaduhu al-musalluna fi jazirat al-arab." That shaitan lost hope that the Muslim will worship him on the Arabian Peninsula. But he never lose hope that he caused disunity amongst the Arab. And read the news and see how that Middle East, how is the condition of the Middle East because of that shaitan. Neighboring country, family, inside the work, amongst some of ulama, you will find that shaitan. And I told you, never ever die mushahin. Never ever. Because shaitan knows once you die mushahin, you are not forgiving. As I said, illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. Yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun. Illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim. I don't know why the people don't want to listen to this ayah and to learn some example and must get a warning from this ayah. Your wealth, your children will never help you unless you meet Allah with qalbun salim, have no problem with anyone, any creation of Allah. That's why we fight a lot with our elderly people, our elderly mothers and brothers and father. Please, in your old age like this, have a qalbun salim. Love your family, all of them, not some. Don't get involved with the family politics. Mother who got so many sons and daughters, please, ma, may Allah grant you barakah, may Allah grant you rahmah. Do not support one child against the other. Have a qalbun salim. Stay away from that nonsense and that fire. You had enough in your life. Leave that few years with qalbun salim. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, that is a secret. When we have it in the month of Ramadan, we are the wali of Allah. Al-kadhimin al-ghaidh. Suppress your anger and forgive the people and do good to them. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsini. Once you have this qalbun salim, you are healthy. You are not sick. Any other sickness, we can overpower it. When you have this one here, you got ease and peace and tranquility. You got such a happy life and happy mouth and good reputation. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Man bata aminan fi sirbih." Whosoever sleep, safety and security on his flock. You have no problem. Just sleep. Close your eyes every night with no problem with anyone. I'm saying that for those who sleep next to his wife or husband and you got a problem. Those who living under one roof but they don't talk to one another. What type of life this? You facing a problem in dunya and akhirah. Brother and sister in Islam, let us learn how to apologize and accept the apology. Let us teach our children as-samahu rabah. It's a hadith. just to forgive and to reconcile is success. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone asked him, Ayyul Imanu Afdal? What is the best type of Iman? He said, As-sabr wa samaha. Just be patient and forgive. Yes. Because if you don't forgive, it's a big problem. How are you going to work? How are you going to meet these people every day? How you live with your wife and family and relatives? How you walk on this? It's a big problem. Big problem. Shaitan will come and say, no, but these people did oppress us. These people did hurt us. These people backbite us, causing a problem. We tell them, no problem. Allah knows that. Allah is aware about that. And He rewarded you for that sabr. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيَعْجَزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ كَأَبِي ضَمْضَمْ. Can one of you be like Abu Dhamdam? Who's that Abu Dhamdam? كَانَ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ قَال. He used to leave his house with this word. Allahumma, O Allah, إِنِّي قَدْ تَصَدَّقْتُ بِعِرْضِي عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكْ. O Allah, I gave charity of those who did backbite me, I gave it charity for forgiveness, and that is on behalf of your ummah. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, Imam al-Qurtubi said, give loan on money and give loan in that type of ird, or your honor, or that forgive on the backbiting. And we know that whosoever received the apology and he refused it and he rejected, فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. So he must get ready to have his place on the fire of Jahannam. مَنِسْتُرْضِيَ فَلَمْ يَرْضَى فَهُوَ جَبَّارِ. Whosoever being asked for apology, or to accept the apology, and he refuses it, he's Jabbar, he's Fir'aun, he's tyrant, he's hard-hearted. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, when we talk about our ibadat, we talk about Umrah and about our Hajj, we remember something. That we go there, but not with a qalb on salim. Not with a qalb on salim. Brother and sister in Islam, remember the hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talk about the pleasure of dunya. Then man bata aminam fi sirbih, whosoever spend his night secure and safe in his flock, in his society. You have no problem with anyone. You just sleep well with your jama'ah. So many amn. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, O Allah, our heart is very hard. O Allah, soften it from your side. And make it easy for ourselves and our Muslim ummah and our society to believe in reconciliation as a ibadah and as a pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for a short break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister in Islam. And once again, we say shukran jazeera that you're tuning to our program. On behalf of Hafiz Bilal and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio, say shukran jazeera. On my break, I got one long SMS. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all ummah hidayah. I don't know why this, my friend, we send one long SMS. I think he want me to get a problem today. He want to put me against the wall. Jinn. I did talk how many times about jinn here on radio. And I don't know who told you that I'm the man of jinn. We are the man of insan. You are my business, not the jinn. I don't know. That person keeps sending for me that one. Jinn is running on my body. And I don't know, South African people, Muslim people are very well educated. You are not coming from the jungle now. You people are educated, well educated. We have a very powerful ulama, Darul Uloom. I'm here for long and I know you people got two type of knowledge, the secular knowledge and its Islamic knowledge. But I don't know, I must stand up. Wallahi, I don't find any word now to defend about something it's called Ghaib, the unseen knowledge. I don't know why you want me to stand and talk about something. It's called Ikhbariyat. I don't know if you heard this one before. Ikhbariyat, it means information, we got it from Allah about jinn. And we know that if you don't fix that issue in your mind and your head, you will suffer in your life, and then you become a prisoner of that thought. And how many people lost their life and don't enjoy their life because of that wrong concept and wrong confirmation about that type of jinn, sahir and amil. And I had a problem last year with one friend, was here on Radio Islam, and he SMS me and keep sending that thing that he married a jinn and he got Darul Uloom for jinn. I don't know what is that. So what must I do now if you marry the jinn or you get a business with a jinn? I don't know why you make it a dini issue. Allah make it easy for you. I don't know how I'm going to stand to defend and become a lawyer to stand to defend something. It's called unseen. Because when we talk about death, grave, life on the grave, jinn, malaika, we believe because Allah told us about Quran that there is some creation of Allah, it's called jinn. And we do believe, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alimul ghaybi wa shahada, and he mentioned Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. To believe on the ghaib, that is what you can do. Because it's very difficult to try to prove and justify and try to bring evidence about that. We have to behave good with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and we have to understand that there is a big difference between to believe in a thing and to have a proof and evidence, and you get a physical and materialistic proof. I'm very sorry to say that, because my friend keep knocking and sending there to say, I must talk about jinn. What do you think, that I'm an expert or jinn or what? We believe that. I want to tell you something, that if you go to Surah Al-Jinn in Quran Al-Kareem and you read the tafsir of it, you will understand the proper message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala about that creature of Allah. To have that uncle who knows that I know this thing and all that, and it's up to you, but I want to tell you that we make tawakkul ala Allah, and there's no man ever in this dunya can change the taqdeer of Allah, who can cause someone to die, who let someone to live. There is a big difference between someone knows about jinn and someone control the taqdeer of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, I think that friend pulled me out of my program now, but I want to tell you something. There is nothing can change the taqdeer of Allah. Jinn doesn't kill people. Jinn doesn't change the rizq of the people. Allah biyadihi al-khayr, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If the jinn control you, so who's Allah now? Who's مَالِكُ الْمُلْكِ? And we know that in Quran, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِّينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And I know my friend sent one WhatsApp to me now and say, someone was telling me that I married jinn. You want me to fight on radio live now or what? Alright, who's your father-in-law? And this lady went to Home Affairs to make that marriage. And who's the wakil of this lady? And then the child, who's his grandfather? How are you going to fill the form? And this lady, when you die, she's going to come and pick up the janaza, and she will come to pick up the inheritance. She will get miras. And did you marry jinn, that being created by fire or by human being? That auntie there. Hey, my friend, you're going to put the mufti in a terrible situation now. Otherwise, we count it as a zina, because you're sleeping with an invisible person. It means you are crook. You're stealing something. We need ishar. Ishar, it means we have to announce that uncle so-and-so married auntie so-and-so. The society must know. And imagine that on the wedding day, that we're going to say the bride is a daughter of who? Inna lillahi. Big problem now. Big problem. And then we're going to say, so look here, please come and shake the hand of that jinnat lady. Oh, big problem, my friend. Big problem. So what we do now? What can I do now on radio life now? We tell you, we do believe that there is jinn, And many creation of Allah we didn't know. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ He created something we do not know. If you go to Surah Al-Jinn, you will know that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, after the nubuwat, prophecy of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set up a soldiers from Malaika to stop the jinn to reach that Sama'ud-Dunya, ending of Sama'ud-Dunya, to hear what the angels say. So Iblis made a meeting with the jinn and said, I want to know what's wrong, why there is a blockage, we can't hear anymore from that secret of Arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So the jinn moved all over, and then they found Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading Quran on Salatul Fajr in one market, outskirts of Mecca, and then they came to the king of the Iblis and told him that we heard a Qur'anan ajaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started Surah Al-Jinn, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ Allah told Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Jibreel that today when you are reading Quran on Salatul Fajr on that place, the jinn were listening to you. It means Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not realize that the jinn was, they were listening there. Brother and sister in Islam, we believe that the jinn is there, but they got limit. They don't have power more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ajaba, it means Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading the Quran and didn't enjoy that Quran. Ajaba, it means very amazing Quran. Lot of fruit on that ayat. Then what the jinn said, فَآمَنَّ بِهِ Before they reach the king there, they believe already, like the magician of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun. These people, they got taklif from Allah, they got instruction from Allah, they were looking for the truth, they found it in the recitation of Quran by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And if you know Arabic, you're going to say what is فَآمَنَّ بِهِ Immediately, they believe in it. Not like me and you. We need bayan and tafsir and all that to understand. One time, they believe. And then we know that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like those who teach and love those who pass the knowledge to the others. Hadith said, إِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْحِتَانُ فِي الْبَحْرِ لَتُصَلِّي عَلَى مُعَلِّمُ النَّاسِ الْخَيْرِ The angel on the sky, on heaven, the whales on the fish on the sea, that they're praising and making dua for the one who teach people goodness. Why that whale must thank him? Why the angel thank him? Why the creation of Allah thank him? Because once you teach the people goodness, this creation will live in peace. When we teach you how to behave good to the animal, alhamdulillah, the animal will get rest and peace. Yes. If we teach the farmer, please have mercy to the cow and donkey, donkey must say alhamdulillah because that man now he knows what is halal and haram. Brother and sister in Islam, do you know why the plant and the stone, why all the creation of Allah are making dua for talibul ilm, the students who learn the knowledge of Allah? Because once you learn that knowledge, you will teach it to the other, and then the creation of Allah will live in peace. Your animal will live in peace, angel will live in peace, you won't harm them, you will be a good boy. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmat. What is alameen? Anything besides Allah is alameen. So Muslim is not harmful to the animals, insects, trees, environment. Muslim, non-Muslim, we call him tayyib. What is tayyib? Kalima tayyiba. Once you read that word tayyiba, you will never get hurt on akhirah. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, the jinn were listening to the Quran al-Kareem and they understood the message of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now you're telling me now that that man he sold his house because his house is full of jinn. Okay, you take your furniture, your stuff on the truck. The jinn don't jump on the truck. They will come before you that side. You don't need the transport. That's why I said to the ummah, you are educated ummah. You're the ummah of Iqra. Bismillah. Say tawakkaltu ala Allah. Enjoy your life. Have only fear on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And have fear on that problem which we have, fear of your sin. You must be scared of what you have done against Allah and the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our wives hidayah and our Muslim sister hidayah, that please don't give your children that type of fear. You fear the makhluk of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are the ummah of Iqra, we are the ummah of ilm. Alhamdulillah, in our society we got a wonderful ulama, Darul Uloom, tafsir. We need to implement that knowledge and bring it to our home, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah, my friend. And jazakallah, Sheikh, may Allah reward you, and you can contact any mufti, he will give you the details how to overcome or overpower that type of feeling, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the shafi, la shifa illa shifa'i. Another thing, before we end our program, before we receive the month of Ramadan, we have to learn the manner of dua. Yes, dua is ibadah. Al-dua mukhul ibadah. And imagine that 2 million people are making dua in South Africa, or million of Muslims making dua for you in a correct way. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we do have a knowledge how to make dua, when and how and with who and what time, all that. Adabud dua, there is a knowledge, is called adabud dua. Before you make dua, you must make tawbah. And last week we did talk about tawbah. First, you must have the police clearance. You can't go mediate while you're having a problem. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, before you go for the dua, you make tawbah. Yes, brother and sister in Islam. And also, you must have yaqeen that Allah will accept my dua. You have a good thinking and good niyyah that Allah will accept my dua. Because Allah never turn any dua. And then you must be lahuh. What is lahuh? Persistent. You must insist and repeat the dua. Don't give up. Don't hasten. Sabr, sabr. And then make the dua, it's called an zahrul ghaib. Make dua for the others, the dua will come back to you. Become muttar. Amman yujib al muttarra idha da'a. What is muttar? When you use the asbab of Allah. Do you means, do you best, and then you make dua. You people call it dua and dawa. And then you read the dua ul masnoon. What is dua ul masnoon? You must use the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as is. You know, we Arabic speaking, we can't make that dua. We can't fabricate and make our own dua. We love the dua ul masnoon. Use the same text, the same words, the matin of dua. Exactly as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it, because wama, he himself doesn't talk from his own. Wama yantiqu anil hawa. He does not talk from his own. Also, it's inspiration from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make dua on the time which definitely the dua will be accepted. You must choose the time. After adhan, between salah and iqamah, after khatm al-Quran, sahri time, on the time of iftar Ramadan, when you visit a sick person, when you are musafir, while you are in the position of sajda, when the rain, and also when the light goes off, you find so many times and places your dua is accepted. And then we have taqwa. You must have the fear of Allah. Why? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accept from the muttaqeen. But you are zalim and you make dua. You are oppressing others and you make dua. Or committing sin and you want to do the sin again and you want dua. Eating haram and you want to make dua. You have occupied heart or busy heart. You don't have a remembrance of Allah, no dhikr. You read a wrong dua, like the wife of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she saw Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Oh Allah, Allahumma atil umra zawji. Oh Allah, give long life to my husband." You say, "Oh, you're using the wrong words. Bal quli Allahumma barik fi umri zawji." Don't say long life. You must say give barakah. Inshallah that barakah will be long also. But we get barakah. Why barakah? You will get all in one. But long life sick. Oh, long life munafiq, who kafir. Oh, long life causing a problem. Enemy of Allah. No, we don't want that life. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let us, before the month of Ramadan, let us learn how to make dua. And the dua with akhlasahu wa aswabahu. The most sincere dua and the correct dua. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the kitab of seerah and our masnoon dua, we are the ummah of dua 24 hours. We call us, we are the ummah of dua. Everything starts with dua. Dua after you wake up, dua when you get up from the bed, dua before you enter the bathroom, dua after the bathroom, dua before wudu, after wudu, dua in salah, after salah, dua when you leave your house, before you eat, after you drink water, you get dua. Alhamdulillah, jazakallah, barakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You get your tongue full of dua. Every day you get that dua. So we are the ummah of dua. Just practice the sunnah. You will find yourself making dua. And you try to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah give you a tawfiq in dua. Yes, brothers and sisters in Islam, we need the success in our dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. And we know that there is a dua, is not about the quantity, it's a quality. Few words, you get a big price. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. What a few words here, but it does remove the ham and anxiety and stress. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Words from Allah, and ask me and you to do it. Dua when you enter the souq, the bazaar, the shopping center. La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Yuhyi wa yumit. Wahuwa hayyun la yamut bi yadihi al-khayr wahuwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah will grant you million reward and remove million sin. Ah, that is nice. That is a nice investment. Yes, brother and sister in Islam. Learn. And don't say, I don't know. Suratul Fatiha is dua. Suratul Ikhlas is dua. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim is a great dua. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah is ahabbul kalam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a treasure of Jannah. La ilaha illallah, you read it 50 times, you did praise Allah in the way He wanted. Salatu ala nabi is dua, Rabbana is dua. You can find it in every way. You just keep making dhikrullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely will fulfill and grant you your need, inshallah. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant us qalbun salim. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for khidmatuddin, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately my time is up. We say shukran jazilan to Hafiz Bilal and Uncle Yunus and all our friends here. May Allah reward you. Shukran jazilan, Uncle Muhsin. May Allah reward you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.